Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is warning that we will experience the biggest shock our economy has had in living memory, suggesting that we may not see a full rebound until well into 2021. The Fed chair has been speaking out about this over the last few days, saying that both Congress and the central bank may need to do more to help businesses and workers. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. And Jill, Powell spoke yesterday to CBS's 60 Minutes. How typical is it for a Fed chair to speak out like this?
Well, Powell has been on our broadcast previously, and certainly prior to Powell, we had Chair Ben Bernanke coming on to 60 Minutes to talk to the country, essentially to reassure the country. But, you know, if you go beyond that, it's really interesting. If you go back to, say, Greenspan, he never spoke like that. He never went on a public program, a big national broadcast to do that. In fact, every time he spoke, he kind of needed a decoder ring to understand what he said. I thought Powell was very straightforward in his interview with Scott Pelley, and I thought that his message was clear. It's time for Congress to act.
Yeah, let's listen to something he said yesterday.
I would say, if I may, that policies that help businesses avoid avoidable insolvencies and that do the same for individuals. Keep workers in their homes, keep them paying their bills, keep families solvent.
Yeah, you know, Jill, it's not necessarily his job to give Congress policy advice. We know the House passed this new $3 trillion relief bill on Friday. It's expected to fell in the Senate. Republicans are not sure they want to spend this money. But is it this kind of spinning that Powell has in mind when he's talking like this?
You know, I think that he was quite clear that when he says we are trying to avoid avoidable insolvencies, what is he saying? He's saying, okay, there are small businesses, there are large businesses, and there are individuals who have a liquidity problem. They don't have cash coming in. They're sidelined from the labor force. The business is shuttered. So what do we do in those times? Well, the Fed can move in, the Fed can lend money, but the government is the only part of this three-part system that can actually write checks. The Fed can lend, and Congress can spend. And he's saying Congress has got to spend to help these individuals remain solvent. In other words, we want to avoid bankruptcies, and it is avoidable with congressional action.
Yeah, he also brought up a second wave of the coronavirus and its impact on the economy. What more did he say about this?
Well, he's very concerned, as almost every economist that I'm sure you've had on the air and that I've spoken to, about what would happen to the psyche of American citizens if we had a second wave. And that's why so many economists are trying to keep the lid on this and really connect spread of the virus with economic recovery. And I think that's essential. What we are worried about is if we have a leg down, if we recover and then we go backwards, it's tough to come out of that. We really want to try to maintain what we have now, which is the containment, and then the economy will be able to recover.
That's Jill Schlesinger. She is business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.